Blog Talk Radio.
L-I-O-N, Lion Show is on and popping tonight. Oh, we're going to get down. We're going to get down real good. Now, I'm going to explain to you a little something a little bit later. But right now, we're talking about the one and only Tina Perry. Talking about the one and only Beth Thurmer. Two beautiful talents, and I can't wait. So let's get it on. So let's get it on, guys. Thank you and welcome, everybody. I love each and every one of you all. Thank you all for joining me for yet another edition of Like It or Not, S-L-I-O-N, Like It or Not, with Michael Lane, and I be that host, Michael Lane, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And it is so good to be back. It's so good to be here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, these two great models, I'm going to explain to you here, these two great talents, they're going to be also on my show, but on my other platform, my bigger platform, which is smacktongue.com, I will interview them separately. But today, we will have them together. And now, a lot of you guys had a little issue with Blog Talk Radio, having a little problem. So what I wanted to say and what I wanted to be on the title of the show was the Bridge Model Club. And it didn't work out for some crazy reason, and I'm so sorry about that. I apologize to everyone. But we're going to get that on, and it's going to be on and popping. Now, I just want you all to know that these wonderful ladies are from the Bridge Model Club, and I want to we're going to let you know how you can support them, and we're going to get to know about the Bridge Model Club in just a minute. But first, let me give you the numbers. If you guys want to call in, show your love, show your plus love, because that's what we're about on this show. Part of our show, we do a lot of things. We also give plus love. We're one of the very few shows to do that. So if you want to show your plus love to these great talents, here's the number to call. You call in area code 914-338-1402. Once again, area code 914-338-1402. And you will then talk to myself, and then I will definitely give you the floor to show your love to these great, wonderful people. And one of them, and I'm going to introduce both of them at the same time, but one of them, when I talked about the Bridge Model Club, she is the CEO and the founder. And I admire her work. I love her work. She's a very beautiful woman, but she's also a beautiful CEO. She's a businesswoman, and she's getting down. She's the CEO and founder of this great Bridge Model Club and one of the ambassadors of the Bridge Model Club, Beth Thurmer. She's the ambassador of Tennessee, and it's going all around the nation, and it will go all around the world. And it is my pleasure to introduce to each and every one of you all, or reintroduce to a lot of you all, the CEO of the Bridge Model Club. We're talking about Tina Perry and the wonderful ambassador of Tennessee of the Bridge Model Club, Beth Thurmer. Hello, ladies.
Hey, how are you?
Great, great. It is so great to have you all on the show. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for inviting.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, again, before we get to talk, we'll holler at them and give them a number once again. In case you guys want to talk, I see a couple of you guys wanting to chat. So if y'all can also chat if you all want to do that. And have whatever questions you may have for these wonderful talents, please, again, you can use the chat room or you can call in. We would love for you to call in. Area code 914-338-1402. Once again, area code 914-338-1402. I would like to start off with you, Tina. Congratulations on all that you're doing. Can you tell me how the Bridge Model Club came about?
Yes, I can. And it could be a long story, but I'm going to make it short. I am a native of New York City, and I started in fashion way back in the 90s as far as working more on the retail side, selling fashions, having my own little businesses all the way up and through. I fell into the model industry a few years ago. Fell into it with another organization that was doing plus size modeling, through business affiliations. And I worked with them and I learned a lot from them. And I became a co-captain of that organization. I want to give them the props for all the learnings that I had. And it was at PSBG A-Star Models out of North Carolina. Now there's Epic Models. It's still around, but different leadership. So I started with them. I learned a lot from them. But I have a vision. My vision was is to bring some awareness to domestic violence and using the fashion as a way to do that. So that's just what we do. We do our fashion shows and all that. But everything we do, we dedicate it to our battered women, and we have speakers within our organization as well as, other professionals. So it's not just the fashion for us. We want to deliver a message.
That is a beautiful message for everyone. Now, how did the direction of giving a voice to wonderful women who are battered, is that from personal experience or other experiences? Can you please break it down for us?
For me, Tina Perry speaking, for me, I've never been in a relationship that was physically, that I was battered in, but I come from two generations. So me growing up in a household, and it wasn't throughout my whole childhood, just a year or two, leaves a scar on a small child. And that's what I want people to realize when they're in these relationships, the effect that it takes on the children. When you decide to stay with someone who's battering you, or you have a violent household, you have a violent household and you have small kids in the house, the scars that it leaves on the child, even though they're not being physically beaten or anything, it still leaves scars.
Yes, absolutely. And that is a very, very, it's a very sad situation, and one that needs a voice. It's given a voice, but it's not enough voices. And I'm so glad that you are being that one of those great megaphones to bring awareness to such a problem. Oh man, you're very admired, Tina. I thank you so much. And I'm going to get to Beth Thurman right now. Beth, can you please tell us what got you into the modeling business? How long have you been modeling?
Just a few years. I'm a makeup artist, and here in Tennessee. So I had actually contacted Tina about doing some makeup for her and her company, and this was before she had started the Bridge. So I was a freelance model. I had been to some shows in Atlanta, and they needed some models, and I just happened to be there, and kind of that's where it went from. So, and then when Tina started the Bridge, it's very close and dear to my heart, as I have a domestic violence story, and it's on our website actually right now. You can read the story. But I wanted to, I really enjoy modeling and I enjoy makeup and that industry, to give it a purpose and to be able to help others. I do a lot of makeup and I do a lot of things like that for women in batter shelters and that are trying to go for job interviews and things like that. So this is very dear to my heart, and, you know, to do it and to be able to model and do things I love and to work with such great women, it just made sense.
Isn't that beautiful? Ladies and gentlemen, and I know you guys are touched just about as moved as I am with these two great young ladies. Did you, Beth, did you expect, I know you were doing a great cause, making women feel empowered and beautiful on the outside as well as on the inside, but did you have a clue that you had that talent, that beauty to become a model? You know, did it ever cross your mind that you could be a model?
Well, for a long time when I was in the relationship with the domestic abuse, you know, that's someone trying to hold you down, someone trying to have power over you and control how you feel. So, of course, you don't feel great about yourself because you're in a bad situation and you can't. So breaking free from that, it was really about becoming me and welcoming my beauty and being the best person I can be. And I think that comes out in the pictures and what you're doing. And I think all women are beautiful. And I think it's just time that we really take a moment and celebrate everyone's beauty, not just women, men. You know, everyone can be beautiful. And I think you've got to believe in yourself. And once you believe in yourself, I think, you know, nothing can stop you unless you stop yourself.
Absolutely. And it's something how strength can come from adversity. And that's just a beautiful thing. Tina Perry, who also, Tina, you have been one of the strong forces of the Bridge Model Club. You are the force. You are the movement. Did you think that you're good? What would happen? Did you think that it would get this far up the road? And it's steady getting bigger, but can you tell us, did you think that now all of a sudden it started spreading from state to state to state? Can you tell us about the growth and your feeling about your growth?
Well, for me, and I don't know how religious anybody is or how spiritual anybody is, but I'm gonna tell you that this whole idea came to me in the middle of the night when it came to the domestic violence part. The fashion I was already involved in. I was actually in the middle of planning a fashion show, and when I woke in the middle of the night with this thought that I need to dedicate this to battered women. You know, I have a relationship with God, and I feel that that voice came from God. And I feel that by me obeying what I'm called to do, the organization is going to have no choice but to grow. So I have no doubt that we're going to be double or maybe triple the size this time next year. Have no doubt.
Oh, my goodness. And that is, and believe me, I'm right there with you. Ladies and gentlemen, do not underestimate the power of God, ladies and gentlemen. Do not underestimate. It is a strong, once you hear that voice, go ahead. We thank God for you, Tina. We thank God that you, you adhere, you obeyed the voice, and your work as well as Beth is just phenomenal. And what you guys are doing is unbelievable. Can you tell us, either you or Beth, can you tell us about the different models, the models that are also representing the Bridge Model Club?
Well, I can tell you that our organization is built up of a lot of the women have been in domestic violence situations. And they feel the same way Beth feels. It means a lot to them because we get to do something. We get to be a voice for other women. And we have a lot of professional women. We got social workers, nurses, people in different professional fields that are in the organization. And that makes it even better because we are able to offer more. So we've got a lot that we want to do within the upcoming years. We'd like to have a facility where we could have a place for these women to come. If they need a place to stay, if they need medical attention, if they need someone to talk to, if they need to call and find out where they can go, we'd like to be able to provide all that information. Of course, we need money for that. So we are working towards getting a 501, and we welcome any supporters, anybody that wants to sow a seed. We welcome it because it's just going to help us help other people.
Absolutely, and it is a very powerful movement that is going on with the Bridge Model Club. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Tina Perry and Beth Thurmer. These two wonderful people. We're going to give you more information in a few minutes. Again, if you want to call in and show your plus love, the number is area code 914-338-1402. Once again, 914-338-1402. In the chat area, that you are one. I don't know the name, but one person said that you guys are beautiful. Keep up the great work.
Thank you
very much. And again, if you personally would like to call, please do. We'll be glad to talk to you. Now, I'm hearing that there's a new ambassador, a recent new ambassador. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. We have a new ambassador. She has been. And the Jennifer Harbin, she's been in the industry a whole lot longer than me and Beth. That's a blessing to have her a part of our team. I know she's going to help us grow. We're just blessed to have the women on the team that we do have.
Yes, and it's a blessing. I had to ask you that because I know Jennifer Harbin. I think she is a wonderful person and just a great, she's representing great. So you have a great representation coming from Jennifer. Much love to you, and I hope to have her on the show as well. But she is a great human being and is getting bigger and bigger and more, even more wonderful because you two are dear hearts. I gotta get to Beth. Beth, can you please kind of give us a little information on how we can get to your site? How can we get to this website and what we will find over there?
Well, the website, Tina will have all that information also for you, but on Facebook you can all find us all, and it's under BTNC Plus Size Model, and then if you type that in, there's usually a list of all of our models comes up. So you'll see my page. You can see a lot of the other models and ambassadors that we have. They'll all come up. We all have our page there. And like I said, on the Bridge website, if you go there, then there's also information about supporting us, booking a model, and it has the model pictures on there and more. Tina actually has a video on there with the statement of what the Bridge is about. So we're pretty well easy to find. Like I said, definitely for me, Facebook is a main tool for me. Instagram is the same way. It's BTNC Plus Size Model Beth. You can find me on there. And I tried my best to interact with all my all the people that respond on there. I'm also the new fundraiser coordinator for the Bridge. So if anybody wants to contact us about doing a fundraiser or supporting us, because like I said, everything that we get is to help us help others. And so we're really in a point that we're really trying to work with fundraising and getting some business sponsors so we can do more than what we're doing.
Let me just add to that. To find the company itself as a whole, on Facebook is the Bridge Model Club, and that'll be all the models. And then our website is thebridgemodelclub.weebly.com. On that site, you'll find some information about our events. If you want to book the team, you want to book a model, there's a booking section. If you want to join the Bridge Model Club, there's a section on there where you can join. Now, you don't have to be a model to join the Bridge Model Club because we're about community. So anybody who wants to be involved in our community activities, our community service, anybody that advocates for domestic violence or wants to be a part of an organization, they definitely can join the Bridge Model Club. Form you fill out online. If you just want to sponsor us for an event or you just want to help us out, there's information on there on how to do that as well. Let me just repeat. The website is thebridgemodelclub.weebly.com.
Absolutely. thebridgemodelclub.weebly.com. Now, you know, I know a lot of people out there are familiar with Weebly, but if you're not, I'll spell it out for you, W-E-E. B-L-Y, okay? The Bridge Model Club .weebly.com. And is there any events coming up that we should look out for?
I guess our next event is going to be on October the 21st in Nashville. We're having a Thick and Curvy costume party. So anybody who wants to come, that's on our Facebook page, the Bridge Model Club, and that's where you find you'll find all of our events on the Bridge Model Club on Facebook, and then even on the website as well. But I'll go to Facebook first because I always put them on Facebook first. We're having a costume party. It's $10 to get in. We're going to have some raffles and we're going to have some fun. Hopefully, as many people want to come, will. And if anybody needs hotel rooms or anything like that, we could definitely block off some rooms. You can just leave us a message on the Bridge Model Club Facebook page, you know, that you want to come and you might need a hotel room or whatever, and we'll see if we can block off a few rooms for people coming from out of state.
That is beautiful. That is going to be blazing hot. So get ready, guys. That's October 21st.
October 21st. We're also going to be in a show next weekend in Atlanta, and that's with Calvin Johnson, and that's the Queen of Curves fashion show. So we'll be there next weekend. We'll be a part of that show.
Awesome. That's going to be blazing. Beautiful. That is beautiful. And, I'm just so crazy about what you guys are doing, the purpose, as well as bringing lovely and sophisticated entertainment and beauty along with all of that, just empowering. I want to go to Beth. Beth, real quick, you have experienced what it is to suffer. I want to give you a moment to leave some of my women, my female listeners out there from around the world. You kind of encourage them. Somebody's going through right now, and I need you to kind of like leave them a word of encouragement or two.
Main thing I can say is you just can't let anyone keep you down. You have to have a voice. There's always away, and when you're there, you don't feel like that. There was many days I didn't feel like no one was there for me. Looking back, I see all the opportunities I had, but I had to take that. Just know that you're a beautiful person. You're loved. God loves you. God put you here for love. He didn't put you here for no one to hate you, to touch you, to put their hands on you, to abuse you. And when no one else is in the world, God's there. And if you pray, and, you know, he'll bring you out. And sometimes it's not today, and sometimes it's not right that minute. But you'll make it, and you have to just really, there's we're here. You know, you can contact us. We'll find someone in your area. We'll help you. And, you know, if we don't have an ambassador in that state, I personally, I do a lot of community connections. I'll find a shelter for you. I'll find someone that can help you. You know, that's what we're here for. And as women, but as someone that's been there, there is help. And you have to really just realize, you know, you are beautiful and you deserve to live, not just exist in a world of hatred and anger or jealousy or being controlled. You deserve to be loved and to love yourself. And once you start loving yourself, you're going to realize you're worth so much more than how someone's making you feel. And you have to take that back, power, and you just make it through. Because tomorrow can be better than today. And a year from now can be better than you ever imagined. And, you know, I've been away from it since 2008. And I couldn't imagine a better life than what I have now. But it's truly, I love to help people. And I love to be there. And I know how it is. And sometimes, like I said, it's not the easiest thing to do. It's hard. And when you have little kids and you're financially, you know, dependent on someone else to take care of you, then you feel like there's no way out. But there is help. And if you contact us, like I said, my personal page, if you leave a message there, you know, I will do my best to find you help, to help you. That's what we want. We want to be a community that loves and helps all women and helps all people. We actually have a program for the youth, you know, from 12 to 18. And you don't have to really, I know a lot of parents out there, maybe your child has seen domestic violence and they don't have self-esteem or they've been through abuse. I am a youth ambassador for Tennessee. I love to motivate and to help. So if you have a child that you think needs lifted up, contact me. I would love to work with them. You know, everyone needs to see their beauty and feel beautiful because God made us all beautiful in his own image.
Beautiful. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for those encouraging words, Beth. And Beth, I'm going to go with both of you here. I'll shoot it over to the CEO first. Usually what we do, you know, I know usually people, hey, you want to give shout-outs, but here we give love shouts on this show. So I'm going to ask you, CEO, do you have any love shouts to give?
My love shout goes out to my daughter, Amani Harris, who's dealing some things right now that causes us not to be having a relationship like we should right now. So my love shout go out to her because as a mother, no matter what your child does, you still love them. And she needs to know that. You know, she don't want to speak to me or she's not speaking to me right now. She needs to know that. Nobody can love the way a mother does. And I'm talking about a real mother. Nobody can love that way. That bond is something that you couldn't even imagine. So that's where my shout goes. And then to my team, you know, to my wonderful team, women. I mean, women are, it's hard to deal with women. We all know that. But we do have a great team. We have some ups and downs as well. But all in all, we have a great team of women.
Powerful. That's beautiful. And I'm praying for you, Tina, on that situation. Mm-hmm. I'm really praying for you because God is able. Beth, do you have love shouts?
I'm with Tina right there. My kids, you know, my children have seen a lot. They've grew a lot. So, of course, that's where I'm at. I'm also going to go with our president, Melissa. Melissa worked so hard promoting and mm-hmm. working for us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we all get so busy we just forget to say thank you. Melissa works hard for all of us. She really
that's
does.
Right.
And, you know, and me, myself, you know, I realize that what she does for me, but she does that for every one of us girls, you know, mm-hmm. the ladies. So definitely Melissa, and to the people that support me, I try to go on live on some of my groups. I try to talk to them. I'm real. This is me. And we want to do so much, and without support of everyone else, you know, we can't get to what we want to do. So I just want to say thank you to all. And, of course, to Tina. Tina sometimes has to deal with us all fussing and griping, but she always is just, she's there to listen. She's there to answer. And you know, she has to work. She has to take care of her family and us. And so I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wonderful. Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. And we know we're going to get more in depth in our separate interview. I will be, ladies and gentlemen, I will be talking to these two wonderful people on a separate occasion, and you all stay tuned. It'll be happening in the future. I will be talking to the great Beth Thurmer on a solo level, as well as I will be talking to CEO Tina Perry on a solo level. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to give a special love shout to both of these marvelous women who, see, and again, this is the reason why I do my show. I know a lot of you guys look at their photos and just see just absolutely beautiful women, and you may compliment them and everything. But what I do is not only show you their photos, not only have you look at them, but guess what? I have you see them. There's so much more to them. There's a mission that they're on. These two women have proven it yet again, that they are givers of themselves. They give themselves. They are giving. They are wonderful. They have beautiful hearts. They may have gone through something. They may be going through something. But I always try to bring out the human element. So it's more than just talent. But what they are is on a mission. You two women have wonderful hearts in spite of or overcoming. So I have to definitely give a love shout to you both. You guys are inspirational. You guys are wonderful. And I'm telling you guys need to please support the Bridge Models, the Bridge Model Club. Please, again, go to thebridgemodelclub.weebly.com. Also, you know, as she said, Facebook first. CEO said Facebook first if you want to find out everything that's going on, the events and everything. There is a page, the Bridge Model Club. So you just, hey, follow everything, Bridge Model Club. Follow everything. You can even go to the search section on Facebook, and you just, hey, like each and every page, support even each and every model, and just really show your love for these for this great cause. Again, the Bridge Model Club. Weebly.com. I love and I thank both of you all.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
God bless you, Tina. God bless you, Beth. Golden Hearts, just beautiful people. And this is not the last time that we will be talking. We'll definitely have a more in-depth interview to get you guys out there for my listeners on a bigger platform. And but you guys are just so inspirational, and I can't thank you all enough.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Tina Perry, Beth Thurmer, the Bridge Model Club. Hey, please, whatever you all can do, even if it's to donate, if you can't be there, if you can't do whatever you want to, you can even join. Okay, you can listen to this episode in its entirety, as many times as you like. Share, spread, tell them about this show and this great mission. Okay, and don't forget to join me on SmackTongue.com. That's where we will have the interview with these wonderful women on a separate interview. It will be on SmackTongue.com. Everything you need will be on SmackTongue.com. Great indie music, great interviews, your boy right here, and great indie music 24/7 from SmackTongue.com. We also have some great stuff coming up in the future. SmackTongue.com, SmackTongue Radio is growing exponentially. And we thank you. And we thank, once again, CEO Tina Perry and the one and only Beth Thurmer. Two beautiful hearts, two beautiful ladies, two beautiful talents. And may God continue to bless them. I love each and every one of you all. And until next time, this is your boy Michael Lane howling, screaming, crying, yelling, and shouting. Wise up and rise up. Ow. Because united we stand. And may God bless you.